Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Well, some business news yesterday was Tim Cook's final product announcement as Apple CEO. Yeah, and his big reveal was an AI-powered Siri. I'm not sure it's such a great idea. Take a look at this.
Hey, Siri, text Lisa.
That's a great idea, Dan. Texting your girlfriend Lisa is not just a smart way to get in touch with her. It's also a brilliant way to reach her. If you want, I can draft a message for you now.
Oh, no, I don't need the whole AI spiel. Please text her.
Totally hear you, Dan. You want to send a text to Lisa. It sounds like you're dialed in on the problem and you're ready to execute. I'm ready to dive in on the Lisa text whenever you're ready.
Yes, just dive in.
Sounds good. Say the word and I'll get to work.
Text Lisa.
Tex-Mex Lisa is a Mexican restaurant in your area. Would you like directions to...
No! Oh my God! Just do it! Just send the text to Lisa.
Let me know.
Forget it. I don't need you. I'm done.
Texting Lisa. I don't need you. I'm done.
Siri. Yep. We made it work.
Oh, what a great punchline.
Oh, I like the tag. Siri. Yep. We made it worse. That is true, though. That's the thing I hate about it. Just quit with the fawning this and that. Just give me the answer or do what I ask you to do.
Yeah. Some are saying the new Siri is underwhelming and Apple's stock dropped. I haven't tried it. I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Don't tend to trust those things. Speaking of AI, at some point I had to pay off my medical breakthrough thanks to a chatbot. Not that you want to hear about my minor medical problems, but it really is interesting. And yes, doctors who are listening, I realize you can misdiagnose using chatbots, but I thought this was super interesting. The Wall Street Journal got together 16 well-known, respected economists to ask them how AI will change the job market and how humans ought to prepare. And, you know, the introduction. Do I even need the introduction? It's one of the most pressing questions facing the U.S. economy today.
What?
Companies pouring unthinkable amounts of money into data centers, rolling out AI tools, rethinking what workers they need. Americans are anxious and excited about the developments, blah, blah, blah. So they asked a bunch of questions to these folks. What AI... That's a poor start. The first damn word. I mean, is there any point in continuing? Let's go with will. Will AI lead to net job losses or job growth across the economy? Job losses or job growth? Eight response, or obviously no change was one of the options. No change, said eight of them.
Out of how many again?
16.
16. So half said no change? That seems like a cop-out answer.
Well, I think when you dig into the answers, it's it'll grow over here and shrink over there, but not significant change. But I agree with you. I'm like, no change. What? Net loss to net growth is 5-2.
So the biggest thing that's ever happened happens, and there's no change. I just find that hard to believe.
Yeah, yeah. But those who were willing to hazard a guess, it was 5-2 loss over gain.
Wow.
What does history suggest will happen to workers displaced by AI? And you had a nice variety of, well, they'll learn similar jobs, or they'll actually be more productive and blah, 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 or they'll switch. And but I liked this one from Rebecca Henderson, who's a professor at Harvard Business School. I read the history as suggesting that if this is as much of a disruption as I expect, the workers end up getting very, very angry and changing the politics. Of course, I have no idea. I don't think we've ever really seen anything moving with this scale and speed before.
Correct.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, indeed, the scale and the speed is 100 times faster than the Industrial Revolution. Anyway, so nobody's really sure. It'll vary on who you are. Will AI meaningfully bolster labor productivity? 15-0, yes. Number 16 apparently couldn't be bothered to answer because it's
yeah,
so obvious.
Reasonable question, but man, when the super rich start talking about it, will we have more productivity? Okay, that's not really the question I'm answering for my kids, is whether the country's going to be, we're already the number one economic engine in the world, we'll be more productive, fantastic. How about, will there be any jobs for anybody? That's the question.
And how will the wealth be concentrated?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, something we've talked about at fair length. Is AI already impacting the labor market, and how about in 5 years? Really interesting answers, too long to get into fully, but I like this fellow who's a University of Toronto School of Management professor. We are currently in the between times. We see the potential of AI, but our organizational systems haven't fully adjusted. Over the next 5 to 10 years, at least one leading company in each market will likely figure out how to transition to a system solution that is much more productive. For example, instead of an insurer simply paying out after an accident, to the extent that they do, bastards, they may shift their value proposition from repair and replace to predict and prevent. The labor impact will shift from doing things faster to doing different things, requiring a significant reorganization of human roles. I think that's a good and a smart answer.
A significant reorganization of human roles. Yipes.
Yipes is right. And in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Jason Furman, who you may know, he was on the White House Council of Economic Advisors, I think in the Obama years, says we're currently seeing little or no impact of AI on the labor market. You can't say no impact. That's not true. But so far it's not much. Let's get to the important.
You know, these guys are all smarter, and women. I assume there's women economists.
There are.
They're all smarter than me. But to say no impact so far. So, yada yada yada. What the? Come on.
It is absolutely worth every time you quote a professor of any sort. It's worth mentioning the ivory tower filter. How they think they perceive the real world based on their studies and their surveys and their mathematicians' skills. But they don't. They don't live with us.
I was going to say at the beginning, but I want to take the fun out of this, is economists are often wrong. And this is the most you have to guess sort of story I can ever remember in talking about the economy. This isn't oil or wheat or something. We have decades of an idea of this or that. We have no idea when or what. None. So, I mean, they are really, really guessing. And then for some purposes that we haven't seen much change. Okay. Well, you know, maybe that's true, but so what?
Right. It's meaningless.
Did you see any of those graduation speeches where anybody mentioned AI and everybody boo? Yeah, so it's had some effect on people.
And not only, as we've discussed, are we going to have to deal with the dizzying pace of it, but nobody knows what it is.
Yeah, exactly. We don't
you
know
mentioned,
when or
like,
what.
The developments in agriculture or the use of internal combustion engines or stuff like that. You could extrapolate their adoption across an industry pretty easily. This, it's you don't even know what Frankenstein's monster looks like. Anyway, I like this one, though. What kind of workers are most – well, I liked it and I hated it. What kind of workers are most likely to benefit from or be hurt by the spread of AI?
Mm.
And this one guy from the University of Michigan says, I think of AI as doing cognitive work, so this is a revolution coming squarely at white-collar workers. I now know what blue-collar workers felt like in the 1970s.
Wow.
And several of them, information processing rules, like him translating.
244-7199-99-99.
Hello. Is this, you know, perfectly aiming.